Gold 92.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Rob McLeod. Up to 20 police cars were involved in a massive tactical interception of a car with stolen plates overnight, with two damaged during the arrest. A 31-year-old man was taken into custody around 9 p.m. after being pulled over at the corner of Nindon High Streets in Southport. It follows a six-hour pursuit across the city in which a Nissan Navara was allegedly seen running red lights, crossing in front of trams, mounting the footpath, doing burnouts and speeding. The accused is due in court today on 13 offences all up, including dangerous driving and obstructing and evading police. Just 11 major players are believed to remain in the race to operate a second casino on the Gold Coast. After casino giant Caesars Entertainment pulled the pin recently, another international proponent has dropped out, withdrawing its interest. In a statement to the Bulletin, the unnamed company was quoted as saying, "It's a lovely jurisdiction, but too limited in terms of existing market and return on investment." The construction union is confident the dual towers will continue to provide up to 700 tradies with work for another year yet as the internal fit-out begins. Construction of the $1.4 billion project at Surfers Paradise wrapped up earlier this month, with interior design work now underway. While News Corp's reporting luxury brand Langham has been locked in to operate the hotel, no word yet on when the towers will open to guests and residents. A mixture of artists will take to the stage at this year's GC600 for fans of Aussie rock, Kingswood, Metal as Anything, and the Vans will be performing on the Saturday night at the Supercars event in October. At the same time, DJs, Hot Dub Time Machine and Example will light up the new Club 600 stage.
Adding this diverse entertainment to the fantastic on-track product, in addition to the work that the team's been doing on the Super Kids Zone, means for the first time this year we really literally will be able to deliver something for everybody.
That's Supercars CEO Sean Seamer. Are the Titans' days on the Gold Coast coming to an end? Reports have emerged the Under Siege club could be renamed as the Southeast Queensland Titans. Channel 9's reporting the club would lose the Gold Coast identity and play at least 8 games out of Brisbane Suncorp Stadium. The Titans sit last on the NRL table and play ladder leaders Melbourne at Cbus Stadium on Sunday. The Gold Coast Adam Scott will be the first of 6 Aussies teeing off in the British Open Golf tonight at Northern Ireland's Royal Portrush course. Jason Day and Mark Leishman are also considered our best chances at the championship. And for more news on demand, download the app via your smart speaker or at goldfm.com.au.